Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
It's, as we just talked about before we started recording, it's getting to the end of the month, and whether that means you have some intentions in the new year, you can still get those started.
Absolutely. I know it's definitely, sometimes we think about setting goals or New Year's resolutions kind of right at the beginning of the month, but I think it's also a time even into January. Many people are still thinking about what they want their year to look like, and so they often find themselves setting goals or intentions and looking ahead. And sometimes those goals or intentions definitely focus on a commitment to change something in the new year or improve their habit or lifestyle as well. So when you're looking at setting those goals or intentions, there's some research that has shown that individuals who set approach-oriented goals are goals that really focus on adopting a new habit or introducing a positive change, such as adding physical activity into your daily routine, are often more successful than the goals that are set that are avoidance-oriented, such as quitting to drink pop or sugary drinks, for example. Approach-oriented goals can really be tied to how our brain responds to that positive versus negative framing of the goal. Positively framed goals can activate our brain's reward system by releasing that dopamine, which is, as we know, that neurotransmitter that's associated with motivation and pleasure. And so when we're working towards something by adding something positive in our life, our brain's going to reward us for those small wins along the way and kind of help reinforce that behavior and the likelihood of some long-term success. On the other hand, those avoidance-oriented goals can kind of trigger our brain stress response by activating the amygdala in our brain. When we're focused on what not to do, it can create some stress and pressure that may lead to some negative feelings like guilt or frustration, which can sometimes undermine our undermine our motivation as well, too. So kind of really looking at ways you can set those approach-oriented goals. And one way to do that is to use the SMART goal strategy. I'm sure many of you have heard of that before, but those that may not know, SMART goal strategy helps to set goals that fit into your life and help set you up for success. And that SMART stands for setting goals that are specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-based. So that S for specific, you want to choose goals that are really specific. Sometimes we find ourselves saying we want to lose weight, get in shape, or exercise more, but sometimes those are pretty vague. If we create a goal that's more specific, it really helps us focus on something that's more concrete and gives us an action plan for how to achieve it. It's really kind of the what and describes what exactly we're going to do and includes those words, those who, what, when, where, and why words. So, for example, if we say we want to exercise more, that's not super specific, but if we say we want to take a 30-minute walk around the neighborhood 5 times a week, it gives us more information and helps provide us with a plan to follow so we can ultimately actually exercise more. So the M stands for measurable. You want goals that are measurable to help track your progress. It also provides us with some data to help you know if you've reached your goal. The A stands for attainable. Sometimes I've also heard that as achievable. That means setting goals that really work within your lifestyle. So if you're currently walking 15 minutes 2 days a week on your lunch break, it may not make sense to make a goal to run for 30 minutes on your lunch break for 5 days a week. Maybe something that's more attainable is to maybe walk for 30 minutes 3 days a week. So really, and then work up to that running goal. So remember to kind of set yourself up for success and start small and so you're making something that's really achievable for you. The R is relevant, so we want to think about things, how our goals are meaningful or beneficial to us. Do they fit in with our overall life goals and priorities? You want to make sure we can also see the immediate benefits of those goals. For example, if you're being physically active and it feels a little bit like a chore, you're lacking the motivation to take that daily 30-minute walk, think about those immediate benefits after you exercise. Is that exercise putting you in a better mood? Are you able to connect with a spouse or a friend? Are you less stressed? So making sure to find that why and identify the reasons that you're setting that goal. And then finally, the T stands for time-based. So you want to make sure that your goal has a timeline or a time frame that helps give you some motivation to get started, but it also allows you some time to adjust and reevaluate your goal at the end of that time frame as well, too. So if you're constantly meeting that goal of taking that 30-minute walk around the block 3 days a week, maybe you want to increase the time or the number of days that you're doing that walk. So I think there's some strategies there to help maybe set you up for success as you set some goals and intentions in the new year. And as always, you're always welcome to contact myself in the Garnett office at 785-448-6826 or visit our Frontier District website at frontierdistrict.ksu.edu.
So important to plant those habits early and get them rolling into the new year. Coming up tomorrow. Oh, sorry. Pardon me.
You're fine. I was just echoing what you were saying. Absolutely.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredith Union Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, and 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell.